We find by Neir's Chanukah something unique that we don't find by any other mitzvah. By all mitzvahs, there is a concept of hidden mitzvah. The Gemara learns it out from the Pasuk, Sekeli Ve'anveil. However, hidden mitzvah is a general suggestion. Do the mitzvah as nicely as you can. The Sefer Torah should be as beautiful as one can make it. The talus should be a nice talus and so on. Talus no, Sefer Torah no. But we're never given specific guidelines exactly how to make the mitzvah more beautiful. And in addition, the Gemara says, "Behidur mitzvah ad shlish," you're not expected to spend more than a third extra in order to fulfill the idea of hidur mitzvah. When it comes to Chanukah, on the other hand, the Gemara gives specific guidelines how to fulfill the mitzvah in a more beautiful way. Mahadrin, ne'el kol echad ve'echad, mahadrin mina mahadrin, smaisif ha'ilech. And if you add up the mahadrin with the mahadrin mina mahadrin, it's much more than a shlish, the number of neiris, which means the outlay of money that you spend to light neiris Chanukah in a fashion of mahadrin or mahadrin mina mahadrin is many, many times more than the amount that one would have to spend just to have one candle per household per night, which would just be 8 candles in all. So it's much more than a shlish. It seems that by Chanukah, this idea of hidur mitzvah seems to have a special importance. And Chazal therefore gave us guidelines for it and expected us to spend for the idea for hidur mitzvah and Chanukah far more than the bedrock mitzvah would have required. So what is it about the Chanukah that makes hidur mitzvah so integral to the fulfillment of the mitzvah? And I'd like to suggest the following approach. We find the connection between Ner Chanukah and Hallel. The Gaon writes, the Vilna Gaon writes in his commentary in Shulchan Aruch about the minhag to light Neiris Chanukah in Shul. It says in Shulchan Aruch that we light Neiris Chanukah not only at home, but we light Neiris Chanukah in Shul. That's not mentioned anywhere in the Gemara. So where's the source for that minhag? So the Vilna Gaon explains, and we make a bracha even, which is it's not the Neiris Chanukah that the Gemara describes. Neir Chanukah in the Gemara is only al Pesach basically at the door of our homes. So how do we make a bracha on this minute? Fine, we pass an Ashkenazim that can make a bracha on a minute. But where did the minute come from? So the Gaon says that it's based on something that we do find in Chazal, which is that Pesach night, even though we say Hallel, every family says Hallel at the Seder, the end of the Seder. But the Masechet Seferim says that it's a mitzvah min ha-mufcher to also say Hallel Pesach night in Shul. And many kilis have that minug to say Hallel Pesach night in Shul. Why? We're going to say Hallel at home anyway. Says the Masechet Seferim, Mishum min ha-reimimah shma yachtov, that we should praise the Ribbono Shel Olam for the nes together as a tzibur. So we're going to do it as households, as families. But nonetheless, it's a mitzvah min ha-mufcher that we should also say Hallel in Shul together. Says the Gaon that that's the source for lighting Neiris Chanukah in Shul. We're going to light Neiris Chanukah, each family, each household, perhaps even each individual if we're doing Mahadrin at home. But there's a mitzvah min ha-mufcher to light Neiris Chanukah in Shul because of this idea of Unroi Memoshma Yachtov. You see from this Gaon a very important principle, that Neiris Chanukah is a kind of Hallel. I don't know if we normally think of it that way. Hallel, so we say, we give the Ribbono Shel Olam thanks for the nes that he did for us. Neiris Chanukah, presuming Nisa, is also a way that we show our gratitude to the Ribbono Shel Olam for the nes that he did. Ner Chanukah, being the fast in the nes, is a kind of hallel. It's not a verbal hallel. It's more like a show and tell. But it has the nature of a hallel. And therefore, it says the Gaon, just like by a hallel, there's a concept of Unroim Meshma Yachtov, to say hallel together as a tzibur. So to by Neiris Chanukah, there's also the same idea and the same imperative to light Neiris Chanukah together as a tzibur. But the takeaway for us right now is that Neiris Chanukah is a form of Hallel. It's a Hallel not with the words, but it's a Hallel nonetheless. And taking that a step further, by Hallel, we also find a concept that Hallel should be sung melodiously. The same Masechet Seferim that says that it's a mitzvah min ha-mufcher to say Hallel together in Shul because of an Roim Meshma Yachtov, the language that it uses is that it's a mitzvah min ha-mufcher to say Hallel together in Shul b'ne'ima. B'ne'ima means melodiously, tunefully. We don't find it by anything else. You know, we have a nice chazan for the rest of davening. Maybe that's a hidden mitzvah. there's no, it doesn't say anywhere in Shulchan Aruch that Kedusha has to be said melodiously, b'ne'imo, or Itzav Achnos has to be said b'ne'imo, or Chazar Sashatz has to be said b'ne'imo. When it comes to Halal, the Mitzvah Mufchor, that it should be said b'tzibur, but that it should said also b'ne'imo. I think the idea behind that is, since Halal is an expression of our joy over the Nes, and our gratitude for the Nes, we express our joy through melody and song. We don't just say the words in a dry way. We sing them in an outpouring, with an outpouring of feeling. Halal has to be said in the Ima. I'd like to suggest that the reason why Neres Chanukah have to be beautiful is because beauty in regard to Neres Chanukah is the equivalent of Ne'ima, melodiousness, when it comes to Halal. The Halal should be, we say Halal in a beautiful way. So when it comes to Halal, what makes it beautiful? The fact that it's melodious. Likewise, Neres Chanukah, which is also a kind of Halal, not a verbal Halal, but it's also a kind of Halal, should be done in a beautiful way to show our joy and our thanksgiving. And therefore, it also has to be done beautifully. The beauty of Neres Chanukah, it's not b'ne'ima, it's not with melody, but the beauty of Neres Chanukah is through the beauty of the spectacle itself, through the guidelines of Mahatnin and Mahatnin and Mahatnin. That way we show that we're not just saying thank you, the Ribbono Shel Olam, in a dry and mechanical way, but that it represents a true outpouring of joy and a feeling of being uplifted through that joy. And that comes out, that comes to expression in song when it comes to Halal, and in beauty when it comes to Neres Chanukah. We should always have occasion to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam beautifully in song and with true thanksgiving.